Hi, this is Olivia.
And this is Robin, and you're listening to K-Pop Hot Sheet. Make sure to follow us on Instagram and YouTube at K-Pop Hot Sheet, and rate us on Apple Music and Spotify if you enjoyed the show. Hi, everyone. We're going to end up talking about Minhyejin in a little bit here. Shocker. We can't escape the drama with NewJeans this year.
You know what's funny? We were joking that the 50-50 drama would be like on our podcast forever. And they're actually living their best life. They regroup. They're doing the thing. And in a plot twist, it's NewJeans that's like continuously and Minhyejin on our freaking podcast.
Yeah. And I don't.
I'm sick of it.
I'm sick of it too. I don't even want to talk about it, but we have to because it's so juicy. It's like.
Yeah. I can't wait for the documentary.
Oh, I hope. Doing. Well, we'll get to that. But first, Olivia went to go see Epic High. I'm jealous, but I will say, I'm going to preface this entire thing with, like, I am a casual, extremely casual listener of Epic High. I adore them, like, their personalities. Tableau's podcast was so great. I listened to every episode. I would love to go see them just to have fun, but I'm not going to front, like, I know all of their music by any...
Oh, girl, I'm in the same boat. Like, and I wish I was, because they actually, it's really good. It was really fun, and I wish I knew. And some of the songs actually did sound very familiar, and, like, the melody and stuff. I was like, oh, I didn't know that was them. But I am totally the same as you, casual listener. Just love them, love their vibes, love the energy that they bring. They're very funny. But yeah, one of my friends, we were just hanging out and she's like, oh my God, like, do you want to go see Epic High with me? I'm like, hell yeah, let's go. Like, why not? So we bought the tickets and went, it was in Brooklyn in New York, it's beautiful, like, theater. I forget what the name of the theater, but it was so gorgeous. I was like just awestruck by the theater, honestly. But it was like more intimate, you know, and it was nice to be in a venue like that where you feel like, even though we were general admission, but I didn't go to the front because I'm getting too old for that shit. Like, I don't want to be pushed around, you know,
right?
What I mean?
Yeah.
So we were like comfortably like in the back, but like could still like see everything and be part of it and like dance, and it was great. So yeah, they started off the show with like this fun little intro video. Tableau speaking English the whole entire time, which is good too, you know, you're able to kind of follow along very easily, and also it feels like you connect a little bit more than you would with like having the translator.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not that like it's a bad thing either way, even when I don't want to knock it and be like, what's the word I'm looking for, you know, like, oh my God, like they don't speak the language, I don't understand it.
No, but it's hard when there's the translator there, especially since a lot of times, like when we saw Brave Girls, for instance, like the person who was translating for them, I think, like it wasn't a dedicated translator who had trained to be a translator. It was like some staff member for the production company that put the tour on, probably, who was doing their best. But you could tell, like, the girls are saying so much, and there's like a lot of emotion behind what they're saying, and then it comes across just as like, we're so happy you guys are here tonight. So it literally gets lost in translation, you know?
Yeah, like, but I'm translating is a huge job. Like,
oh yeah.
I remember when I was in Korea, actually, there was this guy that I met that was going to school for translation. That's what he was doing. And he would say how, like, he'd constantly have to have snacks with him because it takes up so much of your brain power and energy to just, like, also, like, the simultaneous translation, you know, mm-hmm. like, as, like, a UN type thing where you have to do it as they're speaking. Like, you literally get tired. So it's, like, it's a lot of hard work. Especially now, like, imagine, like, they're not trained, like you said. They're live and they're trying to, that people are listening to them and watching them. Like, I'd be freaking peeing my pants. But anyway, so, yeah, so I had a good time. They had this little video. They started with a video that did like random little quiz things and answering it. And even though like you, I'm a casual fan and I didn't get all the nuances and the things that they were saying, it was still so funny to watch them. Like, Tableau was, he brought up, it was like a trivia type thing. Like, they would ask a question and then it's like, who did it? And I don't remember the exact like format of how he asked the question of something that Tableau did or whatever. But basically, he went into the story saying how he got, like, there was a styrofoam, a big styrofoam floating, like, down the Hudson River, and he decided to, like, jump on it and was floating down the river, and they were about to perform, like, in 2 hours or something. And I'm like, what? That is such a tableau-coded thing, but also, like, what? And he's just so hilarious, brings the energy. He mentioned how they're like ajashis now, you know, and I'm just like, oh, like they're just like older men in the industry. The fact that Mithra Jin came out into the audience at some point and was just walking among us while he was rapping was wild. And we made eye contact. I have it on video.
I saw it.
I was like, oh my God, he looked at me. I didn't expect that. I just like put my camera on. I was like, oh, he's here, you know? And at first, honestly, like, he's like, when Tableau was like, I'm going to send Mithra out, right? He started going, and me and my friend were like, I guess, on the right side of audience, right side, and he came from the left. And we were just kind of like, okay, like, whatever. We weren't like running to go to him, right? Because we're just like casually there, and we're also not going to like cause a pandemonium. But then he starts like walking towards, I thought he was just gonna like stay in a place and then go back, but I think he was like making his rounds, which was also surprising. So then we were like, oh, let's go closer. And as we go closer, he just like walks right by me and looks me in the eye, and I was like, oh my God, like starstruck, hello. But that was just like wild. Like that would never happen with like any other K-pop artist. Like they can't just go out into the crowd. So it was just, it was a nice experience. It was so intimate because they're still pretty big artists, but it still felt as if, like, I don't know, they were like an indie group, you know, that you connect with them.
Was the audience like chill and cool about it? Because I mean, I honestly, not to like derail or anything, but I feel like ever since COVID and the pandemic and like lockdown and all of that shit, like after I started going to concerts after that, I feel like the new crop of fans for any type of music, because it also obviously relates to like rock shows that I go to and shit, it's like they lost concert etiquette. Like they forget how to act like a human being and not be weird. And it's like how we were at the Sunmi show, me and my husband, and like these kids were like trying to get in front of our legs when we were up in the balcony to like cram themselves up against the bars so they could see. And I'm just like, you are invading my personal space, number one. Number two, like I didn't get here early to get the good spot for you to crawl between my legs like an effing weirdo. And then there was like the guy who kept like screaming, I love you at her. And it was so disruptive. Like, so I guess I'm saying all of that to say, were the people cool and chill? And like when he was walking through the crowd, like was everybody being respectful and normal?
Oh my God, so respectful. Because like I said, like it, first of all, surprised me that he was doing it to begin with. And secondly, that like everyone was just kind of like they were around him and like taking the camera down and everything. But like he was comfortably walking through and he made it through the whole floor almost. He went all the way around, comfortably made it through, and it was fine. And that shocked me. I was like, I don't know that anyone else could do this. And I didn't notice if there was staff around helping control, but I don't think there was. I think he was just like walking around by himself.
So I mean, it's probably a testament surprising to the type of fans they have too.
I think everyone was just very like, and probably I saw a lot more like Korean and Korean American people in the crowd too. So, but it was a mix, a good mix of crowds and older people, younger people, people around my age. But it was good vibes. I wish you were there with me. It would have been so nice.
Yeah, well.
And their light stick's the best too.
Their light stick is the best. So for anyone who doesn't know, the Epic High light stick is a middle finger.
Oh, and the name of the light stick is Park Kyu Bong. Like Park Kyu Bong, you know?
I didn't know that. That's hilarious.
Oh my God, you didn't know that.
Yeah, I didn't know it had a name. I mean, I guess they all have names.
Yeah, they all have like something bong, right? Because right, bong is a light stick. So they make it Park Kyu Bong, like fuck you bong, which is so on brand. And it's funny, you'll appreciate this. Yesterday, I was actually on a work call And one of the other PMs was like just talking about like some funny stuff she has at home. And she has, you know, those little hands, like the little hand manicure thing. Not manicure, mannequin. She had one of those. It's like a little, it's like a tiny small little hand, and it's like on a stick, and you can like put it up.
Oh, like, yeah.
So then we're just talking about stuff like that, like, and I'm like, oh, I have one, but it has like an inappropriate gesture, so like I don't want to, you know, implicate. But then another person was like, oh, it's fine, it's a safe space, and I flashed it up, and I was like, oh my god, like, and they all loved it, and I was like, yeah, it's like a K-pop groove.
Oh my god.
So I had a moment at work. But it was fun. Yeah, I can't wait. We actually need to go to a concert together again.
I know. What did we saw ITZY and then we saw Men. That's it, right?
Yes. Yes, we did. Yeah. And I mean, I'm down to like if anyone's coming near you, I can come to you next time. So it's not always you coming to New York, although it's always a blast anyways.
I mean, like they put them in some weird venues in my city. Like,
they're probably more intimate.
Probably, but like... I don't know. It's like weird. It's like places like I didn't even go see Viva's because I was like, we have to go like drive to this weird part of the city and park our car in a sketchy neighborhood. And it's like a place that doesn't usually have shows.
So it's like awkward to get there.
Yeah, it's like just a whole awkward thing. Whatever.
All right, forget it then. You just come to New York. We have a blast. We're going to have Korean barbecue, little shots of soju. So it's good. All right. Shall we talk about our favorite topic now? Freaking Minijin.
I mean, we have to.
We have
to. So, okay, because...
Give us the rundown.
Last, where we last left off in this drama, on our last episode, it was right before the girls themselves, the NewJeans members, decided to have a live stream.
What a mess, by the way. Like... Ugh.
Yeah. So it was on September 11th. They had a live stream on a since deleted YouTube channel. So they created like a separate YouTube channel to have this live stream. All five members of NewJeans called for Minhee-jin to be reinstated as CEO by September 25th. They were basically trying to say, this is an ultimatum. Like,
girls, who do you think you are? First of all, like when I saw that, I was like, ah, oh, this is such a bad look. That they think they have that much power over HYBE to make like requests like that.
Yeah. And it was apparently a half hour broadcast, 30 minutes. They talked about this. The one thing that I was just like, oh my God, for real, is that the one girl they kept claiming that they are being mistreated by HYBE and being like bullied more or less. So the one example that the one girl gave, I think it was Honey? What are their names?
There is a Honey. I don't know if it was her, but I know the story. So yeah, one of the girls.
Where she was saying that she saw a member from another group walk by with her manager. They had greeted each other nicely earlier in the day. The second time she saw them, the manager told this other girl group member from another group to ignore her. And that just made her feel so horrible. And it's like, oh my God, I would tell anybody to ignore you too. I'd be like, don't talk to those girls. Like,
oh, actually, though, I saw a video of someone mentioning and talking about this on social media. I don't know the exact words in Korean, but they were saying that like there could be nuance behind that, like depending on the words and how he said it, like you might translate it to like, oh, ignore it or ignore her. But it could have just been like a something else of like, oh, like don't focus on that right now, or like it's fine. Like there could have been a nuance behind it, right? You know what I mean, that like she took it the wrong way. And either way, even if he said that, maybe it's like, oh, they're like in controversy, so like maybe ignore the fact. I don't know, you know, but it's like relax, like come on.
I don't know, I feel like part of the problem, and it goes back to probably what I said in like the second episode we ever put up and recorded where I had to talk about this woman, is that I feel like she develops these like weird codependent relationships with these young artists, and like she has really changed their minds so that they honestly think that she is why they're successful. It all hinges on her. Like they need her. Like they have this it's so weird. It's so weird to me. Like, this should it's be a weird. Work relationship.
Like, yeah. And the other part of it, too, was that she made this whole narrative in the beginning sound as like, oh, I just want to make art and I just want to be with NewJeans and I just want to direct them and be part of the vision and blah, 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 making it seem as if like, oh, if only I could just be a part of it still. And meanwhile, HYBE has been opening up the doors saying, yeah, you could be a part of it. You could still stay, do the 5-year contract. Granted, with everything that's going on, like, even if she stays, I know that there is probably, like, they could say you could stay, right, if you play devil's advocate, but then they could still kind of override a lot of her decisions, you know what I mean? So she could almost, she might almost be a sitting duck. But nevertheless, they've given her the option to be like, if that's what you truly want, you could stay. But she's turned that down because that's not what she wants. Her eye is like set on a bigger prize and she wants to be CEO or start her own company, have NewJeans under her. Like, she's too much of like an egomaniac. And unfortunately, she's manipulated these girls into thinking that what she's doing is right. And they've now think that HYBE is the bad big bad wolf, you know. But without HYBE, like, I'm sorry, girls, I don't know, like, maybe Mini June will turn it around, but then you guys are definitely gonna have a hiatus of at least a year or 2 years until like, you guys figure this shit out. Like, is it worth it?
Yeah, it's, oh my god, it's just always crazy. So the final thing I think we'll talk about here, because I want you to listen to this song, quote unquote, whatever it is, backing track is what it sounds like. But on September 27th, Minhee-jin had to have like some sort of, I don't know if it was a press conference or what exactly, but she decided to make some remarks, talk about what's going on with NewJeans and all of the stuff. And she then unveiled a demo of an unreleased NewJeans song. So she basically busted out her cell phone and like started playing a song at the mic to let everybody hear this track.
Why?
I don't know. And I would think, like, do you own that track, lady? Like, your ass is gonna get sued. You can't just play unreleased songs. I mean, apparently it's produced by, I don't know if it's Frank, but FRNK all caps. Uh-huh. I don't know who that is. So we're going to listen to her playing this unreleased song by NewJeans because we need to talk about it. I need Olivia to hear it first.
I mean, it's hard to like even, like, there's no, it's just instrumental, so it's hard to even say, but it's kind of like, okay. Like, it sounded like a lot of what they've done already to me. Like, I'm like, okay, this is not new. And then it's weird if you read the comments, people are saying that she, like, this is an instrumental from, like, years ago from Big Hit, and that she's just copying stuff. I mean, I don't know how true it is, right? It's just in the comments. But I don't know.
I don't know either. But then, like, it just can't. It just kills me. So I'm going to read this quote from Times of India, whatever. The reaction from international fans was overwhelmingly positive, with many expressing their eagerness to hear the track. They noted that it deepened their appreciation for NewJeans' desire to continue collaborating with Minhee-jin, a belief echoed by Korean netizens, who praised the song for perfectly defining the group's unique style. I'm sorry, but I know it was an instrumental, so it's gonna sound like an instrumental, but when we were preparing to start this podcast and I listened to a bunch of royalty-free tracks that we could use for the intro, like, that sounds
stop
like
it.
One of those.
No, like, yeah, it didn't sound inspiring. Like, again, like you said, I know it's an instrumental, but I've heard better beats and you're like, oh, like, you can hear a good beat and say, yeah, like, this is fucking fire. And this to me was not fire. This was, like you said, like, it just, it could be any song out there from like royalty free shit. Like, come on. Like, it's, she just thinks she ate, you know, she's playing it as if like, oh, look at this new song. Oh my God.
It's so awkward. She's just playing it, standing there on the stage, like, oh my God, lady,
Ugh.
get a grip.
We need to, like, whenever this documentary movie about her life comes out, we need to watch it together, be in the same freaking room because I cannot.
I mean, it'll probably never happen.
Oh,
So
I
yeah,
think it's gonna happen. It's gonna
that's the
happen.
other thing is that like she's, I mean, I guess she said some things maybe at that event where she's playing this weird instrumental track, but she was saying like she has to sell her house. Thank God she doesn't have a husband and kids to take care of because this is like the legal fees from all of this. It's just destroying her life. And it's like, well, you did it to yourself,
Yeah,
number one.
literally. Oh my God.
But
She's so
also,
man
then she
sorry,
was
she's
like,
so manipulative for her to even be like, "Oh, thank God I don't have a husband and kids that I'm taking care of," because like irrelevant information. Yeah, you don't. So like relax, it's fine, you know? And even if you did, like you're the one that's like taking care of everything. This shit happens to people all the time. People get laid off all the time. Like excuse you. Like can't.
And then she was like, you know, I want to make a documentary about this. I want to tell my side of the story. And I really, really, I do hope that that comes to fruition because I would give anything to hear her side, her like very biased side of the story. And I would even give it the benefit of the doubt that maybe like it would change my mind because
I don't think it
I
would.
don't
I don't think it
know.
would.
I don't
I don't
know.
believe her. I would listen to it, but I'd be like,
Maybe
you're lying. You're lying.
Hype's control over the media and the
Oh, I'm sure
narrative.
there's
Like
control.
I'd give her the benefit of the doubt. That's all I'm saying. I'd go into it with an open mind, and then I'd probably come out being all like, whoa, that motherfucker's
I'll give her the
crazy.
benefit of the doubt for sure that I don't think she's completely in the wrong by herself. I definitely think, like, come on, like, music industry, especially now, high being kind of a global music industry, like, they probably had some underhanded thing. Maybe they didn't like what she was doing, that she was speaking up, and they tried to control her. Like, sure, I think that narrative is probably right, but she did not go about it the right way, and then I'm sure she tried to do this whole like manipulative, like boohoo me, sad story thing, and it's just not playing out well for her now. So, and that's it. Let's fit. I can't talk about her anymore until next time. We're done with her.
Right. Oh my gosh.
So we just have some, I guess like cutesy little fun this week in K-pop stuff. I mean, I guess this one isn't, well, one of them is cutesy little fun. I don't know. So Red Velvet's Joy is possibly leaving SM Entertainment, which I guess is not that surprising. At first I was like, oh no, she's leaving Red Velvet, but then I realized it's probably gonna be like a Girls' Generation situation where some of them have left, some of them have stayed, but they can still promote and do songs. And honestly, Red Velvet's not even that active anymore. So I'm sure she's probably just going her own way and trying to pave her career.
What do you mean they're not that active
They're not as
anymore?
active as, like, you know what I mean? Like, they're not like actively being like, oh, let's do the next album and the next album. You know, like, they're probably going their own ways. Like, they'll come about, do a song or something, but I think they're trying to build their career as a solo artist, like Blackpink is doing.
I
You know what I
guess.
mean? Like, there's a hustle of when you're like the first 5 years, I would say, that you are united as a group and you're very active and doing things together constantly, where it's like they don't have to do that anymore. Like, they've done that, they have the name, they can go off and do their own thing. So I meant it in that sense that they're not like
Okay.
active.
I was just like, Olivia, did you black out and forget the best song Cosmic
No, I
came
didn't.
out? Like,
And you know, I love that song, it's freaking on repeat.
yeah, we'll see what happens. I mean,
Yeah,
whatever.
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if she left, but it's just like that's the big news this week. And then like a crazy little thing, as I was looking at Reddit, this week in K-pop, I saw an article or a headline that said that two North Korean defectors are gonna make their K-pop debut in this new group called, second, what was the group's name? It was One Something, One Verse. like the number one and then verse. So the two members are both born in 2000, which to me, I was like, oh my God, they're babies. And then I realized it's 2024 and they're 24 years old. They're not babies anymore. It's a little weird. But yeah, so they're born in 2000. Then there's another member from Japan. And then there's a Chinese-American member. So no South Korean members, which is interesting. So I'm curious to...
And the youngest, the youngest one is 19. So one of the top comments on Reddit is, and they're all adults. I'll definitely be checking them out.
Because now that we're Nunas, Ajumas, whatever you want to call us, we definitely have to be careful of that now. We're not being like gawking at like 14-year-olds.
I mean, I don't even want to gawk at like a 24-year-old, really. It's kind of gross, but whatever.
I know. Just protectively being like, oh, you're a cute little boy. You
know? That sounded weird.
Scratch that. Scratch that from the tape.
But yeah, it sounds like the, like, no South Korean members. So speaking of Cat's Eye, what's going on with them exactly?
Well, Cat's Eye is doing great. They're living their best life.
Are they actually
doing
great?
Oh my God, they're doing so good. They're all over everything. They've been at Music Bank. They went to Korea. They were promoting there. I think they were in the Philippines. Their new song Touch is like everywhere. Just yesterday I was scrolling on TikTok and Camila Cabello, you know that, you know her, the artist?
Yes, I've heard of her. Yeah.
She was playing it. It was a video with her and she was like, I love this song. They got like Usher, who is a little bit problematic right now, but they got Usher to do the dance with them. They've been doing the dance with everybody and their mother. So they're, HYBE is promoting them very well. Vicha, on the other hand, I don't know what's going on with them. They were so strong. You know, I was obsessed with their song. And I almost honestly almost forgot about them until I saw someone comment on a Cat's Eye thing and being like, why is JYP not promoting them like they're promoting Cat's Eye? And I was like, oh my God, I forgot about Vicha.
Yeah, they fell off the face of the earth, I feel like.
And you know what? Like, I mean, I'm not surprised I knew this would happen because it was a bit of like the mad rush of like a global group. I feel like there's a third one, or is it just Cat's Eye and Vicha? I don't know why I think there's a third one in my head.
I thought there was a third one, but maybe I'm just thinking of Cat's Eye. I don't know.
Anyways, like, I know there was like a mad rush of like creating the next global group, but like, honestly, I think one will come on top, you know? Because even like already with the K-pop groups, like the Korean ones, there's competition. And now you're trying to like have the K-pop formula work in a global group. Like, I don't think you're gonna have like what's the word I'm looking for, a boom of groups, you know? Like, there's gonna be one that stands out, and right now Cat's Eye standing out.
Yeah, I watched their Netflix thing or the whole whatever of the whole thing. It made me just kind of annoyed with them, honestly.
Oh, tell me more.
I just...
Annoyed with the girls or like the process and the group and everything?
The girls more than anything, if I'm being completely honest, because... And it's... maybe it's... like, it's not their fault, whatever. But it felt like none of them... No, I won't say none of them. Some of them who did make the final group, I don't remember any of their effing names, so like whatever.
I know their names.
But some of them weren't like K-pop fans. They weren't like super into it. They like kind of knew what K-pop was.
Pause.
But they go
that,
into
that
it.
That bothers you that they're not K-pop fans? Because like we don't necessarily need to be, right? You just wanted someone who wants to be part of a group.
Yeah, but if they're going to make them into a, quote, K-pop group with the K-pop system, don't bring a bunch of girls together who are going to complain about living in the dorm, who don't understand not to use social media, who are like...
Oh, okay. You're saying like... Okay.
like, they didn't follow the fucking process because they're not familiar with it and don't respect
well,
it.
Well, I agree with that.
So it's, like, gross and weird.
Yeah, I agree with that. That like, and that could also just be, like, well, were the expectations managed what they were getting themselves into? Because they also want to be, like, oh, a global group, like Koreans, but they didn't know what the culture is like. Then I think that's on the company for not setting those expectations of, like, but, you know, you're going to follow the formula. You're going to follow what led to success, which includes X, Y, and Z. But I don't think it's right to say, like, oh, they're not K-pop fans. Because it's like, yeah, someone could still have a dream to be, like, a singer and whatever. I don't think this necessarily need to be K-pop fans. But they should be respectful of, like, well, but this is what it takes. And this is what they go through. And you guys are going to go through the same thing.
Well, but to me, it goes hand in hand. Like, if you want to go be a pop star, then go get your deal with Columbia Records if you're so effing talented. Don't like, get into this program and part of a system that's established in another country and then be like, oh, I didn't know. I'm confused about, oh, my God, well, they're going to make us do a competition show. Like, yeah, they're going to make you do a fucking competition show.
You know what that reminds me of? When I was watching the Olympics and I was watching the gymnastics team, and there's the American team and there was the Filipino team, and there were some girls there that were like American Filipina, and I think one of them was like a daughter of some actor or someone in Hollywood, and I was like, huh, why are they playing for the Filipino team? Like, they're not even, like, they live in America, they live in California, but they probably weren't good enough to make the American team, and so they went to that group, right? So I feel like it's the same thing, like, when you're saying, oh, they could just go to Columbia Records, but they probably, like, weren't good enough to in amongst the sea of, like, solo artists for Columbia, and they're trying whatever other path leads to them being a pop star, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I don't know. The one chick didn't even, like, go to practice and stuff, and then she still made the final group. Like, it's
which
just,
one? Ugh.
I would have to, you'd have to show me all their pictures or something. Hold on, let me just look these girls up.
So wait, what do you mean she didn't go to practice? Like, at all?
Like, she was not showing up to training when she was supposed to and stuff, and everybody, then it pisses everybody else off.
What was she doing instead?
And then they had to have a whole meeting. She was just like, she was like, I was tired and I'm not used to all of this and my body hurt and like whatever. And it's like, oh my God, just the fact that you have so many people in this world who understand K-pop and love K-pop who would kill for that opportunity, that you end up with these people who don't understand what it's like and are like, I'm tired. I couldn't stop using social media. So we created our own little Instagram group and we thought it was okay to release like, to fucking record ourselves singing one of the songs. Like, I don't, it just made me, it just irked me. Yeah. Maybe I'm getting too old. I don't know. But
no,
I was like,
I
these girls have
there.
No respect.
I agree with you there.
Like, they don't have respect for the process, for the system.
And
probably because they didn't know what they were signing up for. Yeah. So fine, go find people who know what they're signing up for.
And listen, like, I think, I'm sure it happens even in Korea too, that there's probably people that break the rules, but we just don't see it. Or they know
well,
how
yeah,
to hide it.
Get,
you know what I mean?
They get kicked out.
But no, I think they break the rules without being kicked out. But
anyway, it was Manon.
Oh,
Manon?
Okay. Because I've been hearing things about her too, and people are kind of like, didn't like her that much. So, interesting.
Anyway, whatever.
Yeah, but well, they're doing well though, so we'll see.
I mean, I do like their song,
yeah.
But yeah, watching the Netflix thing, I was like, All right. So now we're gonna do a fun thing at the end. Try to get back into the fun things. So I have this list of 30 things. From that I got off the internet at some point called Ask Away, K-pop edition. So I'm going to have Olivia choose a number between 1 and 30.
Do you know what numbers and I've chosen already?
You've chosen 19.
Oh.
We've only done this once.
I don't know why I thought we did it twice.
I think we only did it once. Whatever, we'll find out.
All right, well, I'll choose number 8.
Okay. Number 8, it says visual or main vocal. So I guess you're choosing between the two.
Are we gonna like pick a group or just like,
I don't know, in general?
That's a hard question. Let me think. I think I would choose the visual.
Really?
Yeah, because I'm thinking, like, my mind right away went to Girls' Generation, and, like, Yuna was my favorite, and she was the visual. And then I was like, I love Taeyeon. Like, she has a great voice, but character-wise, I don't know. I just never clicked with her. And then I tried to think of another group real quick, and I thought of BTS, and, like, the main vocals are probably, like, Jimin and Jungkook, and they're great too, but I love Jin was my favorite first, and he's the visual, and then I started liking Suga, who's the rapper. He's not a visual or a main vocal, I guess, but in all cases, like, I don't think I necessarily was attracted to the main vocal just because of their pipes.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good point. I say I'd probably have to say visual too, because when I think about, well, especially with girl groups, I always end up, I'm like, oh, I like her. And then she always ends up being the visual, obviously, because like they give her the most attention. They probably give her the best outfit, the best makeup, like whatever. I couldn't even tell you who the main vocalist is in most groups.
See, so it says a lot. Then I think you would go with visual too. That's fun. We should do this like more often. I love these questions.
Do you want to do another one?
Okay.
All right, pick another number.
Okay. 1 and 30.
Yeah.
Let's go with 24.
24.
Oh. We're gonna like cross them out so we know which ones.
This just says your playlist.
So oh, I mean, we have a combined playlist on Spotify. Do you ever look at it? Sometimes I click it and I'm like, oh, let me see what Spotify put together for us.
I haven't looked at it in a
while. You know, it gets refreshed.
I didn't know. All right, let's see what's on our combined playlist. And let me see if I can even find it.
Oh, I can read it. I can read it down if you want. I mean, there's a lot. There's like 50 songs, but we can do like the top 10.
Yeah. What's
so on there? So there's A, B, C, D from Nayeon, which is a good song. Good So Bad by Zero Base One. I don't think I've heard that one yet.
I don't know that I have either, so that's interesting. I must think that we'll both like it.
I don't know. And it says it's added by both of us, but I'm like, I don't know if I've heard it. There's Supernova by aespa, Magnetic by Eilid, Sticky by Kiss of Life, which, you know what, I haven't, like, I've heard of them and I think they're doing well and I haven't really followed them. So maybe we should take a little deep dive next time and look at Kiss of Life. There's Wife by G-Idle, Cosmic by Red Velvet, Girls Never Die by Triple S, Touch by Cat's Eye, and then on number 10 is Hey Ya by IVE.
Hmm.
Good amount of songs.
It's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Cat's Eye ended up on there.
Yeah. Saw Me, Rise, Tomorrow by Together. Yeah, a lot of stuff. Randomly, there's a Beyonce and Miley Cyrus song in here.
Well, that's from you. That ain't from me.
But it says added by, and it has you as well. It probably what? Just... I don't know. Yeah. Have you listened to Two Most Wanted?
No, I don't even know what that is. That's the Beyonce and Miley Cyrus song.
That's so crazy. Because then I was my theory was maybe it just puts both of us anyways. But then there's some of them where it's just me or just you. So I don't know what Spotify is doing. It's kind of freaky.
Well, I think we just got a glimpse inside of our subconscious or something.
Maybe.
Oh, my goodness. All right. Well, this was fun. I hope that next time we record an episode, we don't have to talk about Minhee-jin. That would be lovely.
Oh, that would be a breath of fresh air. But, I mean, we can't ignore it. It's big news. So
no, it's like, let's see. It's like watching Penthouse.
Yes.
Like you God. Know that it's stupid and it's bad for you and like you don't really want to do it, but you have to know what happens at the same mm-hmm. time.
Exactly. Well, thank you all for tuning in today. Make sure to follow us on Instagram and YouTube at K-Pop Hot Sheet and rate us on Apple Music and Spotify if you enjoy the show. Turn your notifications on in Spotify by clicking the bell icon if you want to be notified of new episodes when they're uploaded. And we'll see you next time.
Bye.